I've been really surprised at how many people who listen to this podcast have reached out to me about having me speak at their events. I love that. And here's why. Over the last 13 years, I've had the honor to help hundreds of companies like Nissan, Walmart, Microsoft, and Comedy Central at events around the world. And during that time, I've developed three big goals for your event. Number one, I want to slingshot your audience into the best year they've ever had. Whether I'm opening, closing, or somewhere in the middle of the event, I want to launch everyone out of that room with actionable, memorable things that they can apply to their work and lives immediately. Number two, my second goal, I want the sound team engaged and laughing. The sound team has heard it all. They have. And if I can make them laugh and learn along the way, the audience is going to absolutely love the keynote. And number three, my third goal, I want you to get text messages during the keynote. My favorite sentence to hear from you after I speak is, "John, my phone was blowing up during your keynote." I'm there to make you look like a rock star, not me. If your boss texts you during my speech and compliments you on how well the event is going, then I know I've done my job. Whether it's virtual or live, 10,000 people in an arena, or 15 sales team members on WebEx or Zoom or Microsoft Teams, I'd love to help you with your next event. Fill out the quick form at acuff.me/speaking to check my availability. That's acuff, acuff.me/speaking. Hey everyone, and welcome to the All It Takes a Goal podcast. If you're new around here, first of all, congrats. I'm so glad you're here. That's awesome. Thank you for listening to this podcast. But if you're new around here, I'm a late bloomer who discovered the power of goals in his mid-30s. Now, I'm on a furious mission to create the accelerators I wish I had in my 20s. I'm your host, John Acuff, and today, we're talking about how to read 100 books in 1 year. Woo! Big number, 100 books in 1 year. How do I do it? I use the tips I'm about to share with you. There are actually 36 different things I do. I once saw a famous influencer and he said he reads a book a day. And I thought, that can't, no way does he reads a book a day. That's so many books, a book a day. So I downloaded his thing. He had like a free thing you could download. Do you want to know what his advice was? Do you know what the trick he taught me to read? He said, this is the key to read a book a day. His trick was skim, just skim the books. That's like saying the secret to my diet success is don't eat food. Boom. Just schooled y'all. Don't eat food. Brilliant. That's ridiculous. That was a terrible tip. It was a waste of my time. And I thought, oh, that is the nonsense I see everywhere online. So what did I do? I spent a long time and came up with the 36 different things that I do to read more. Maybe right now you're like, dude, 100 is not the number for me. I can't do 100. Maybe you're like, if I did 6 this year, like if I got through a book every 2 months, that would be amazing. Awesome. Your number might be different than mine. I write books for a living, so I'm involved in books a lot. You might say, I want to read 6 books this year, or I want to read 2 books or 10 books. Your number might be a little different, but I put together 36 different things that I do, and I put them into a free, beautifully designed guide that's available at johnacuff.com/read. And I promise you, you won't see a single tip that says, just skim. If you want a copy of it, it's just johnacuff.com/read. I'm going to share the first 9 tips today. This is a little bit of an audio teaser. If I did the entire guide in a podcast episode, it would be way too long. I'm trying to keep these episodes like 10 to 15 minutes per, and then a little longer when I have a guest. When I have a guest on, it's like 40-ish minutes, 45. I have a really short attention span, so I prefer shorter content, and hopefully you do too. So I'll share the first 9 tips today, and then if you want the rest, johnacuff.com/read. So why do I read so much? Why do I read a lot? Well, reading makes you more likely to be a millionaire. That's a fun sentence, right? I mean, that's a pretty cool benefit to something as simple as reading. According to socioeconomist Randall Bell. Economist? Oh my gosh. You can tell I'm book learned because I say economist. That was, let's leave that in. Don't even edit that out, Ross. That was terrible. Economist, socio-economist. I think it was the socio that threw me when I was reading it. Anyway, a guy named Randall Bell said, quote, those who read seven or more books per year are more than 122% more likely to be millionaires as opposed to those who never read. Those are pretty good odds. I like that. Reading also reduces stress. One 2009 study by Sussex University researchers showed that reading may reduce stress by as much as 68%. Anyone feel like they could use a stress reduction right now? Like anyone thinking that, oh, it's an election year. Woo, folks are spicy or salty, whatever condiment you like to use to describe people being very stressed out right now. If you read, it reduces your stress. Pretty good benefit. So far we've got, it helps you make money, it reduces your stress. Third thing is, reading makes you smarter. It boosts your imagination, your memory, and your cognitive function. And it's also fun. Is there anything better than cracking open a brand new book or like taking a stroll through a bookstore? And perhaps my favorite reason that I love reading is that it refills your idea bank. We all have one of those, a depository of ideas floating in our heads. Know why it's hard to think of the right thing to say in a meeting? Do you know why it's difficult to be interesting on a date? Do you know why you're intimidated by the blank page as a writer? Your idea bank is empty. I don't believe in writer's block. I believe in idea bankruptcy. Anyone can write a book, give a speech, start a company, or 1,000 other goals. All it takes is a few ideas. That's exactly what reading gives you. It replenishes your ideas. A book isn't just a book. It's a passport. It's a chance to visit a new land, think a different way, or ideate yourself out of a difficult situation. Now, you might not need some new ideas today. You might not even need them next month, but at some point, you'll have to be creative. And when that happens, you'll be so glad your storehouse is overflowing with ideas. So, how do I read 100 books in a year without skimming or speed reading? I've purchased multiple books on speed reading and I never finish them. There's a great irony to that, isn't there? To not finish a book on speed reading. I've done it. It can be done. But here are 9 of the 36 tips that I use to read. These are just the first 9. Number 1. Start with your bookshelf. Don't make going to the store or shopping for a new book an unnecessary barrier to beginning. Read a book you already own first. If you're like me at all, I guarantee you have some books you purchased and then never cracked. That's an interesting game, by the way, to go on your shelf and just look and see how many you've purchased that you haven't opened yet. I bet if you're like me, it's more than a dozen. You've got some books. Start there. Start with the books you already own. Number 2, don't prioritize. Nothing wastes time like trying to have a perfect list of books picked out ahead of time. The goal is to read more today, not create a manicured list of amazing books you'll read someday. At most, I know the next 3 to 5 books I'm going to read. It's kind of like writing a book. One of the best ways to avoid actually writing is to spend a ton of time planning to write. That's true of any goal, by the way. One of the best ways to not declutter your garage is to spend a lot of time planning to declutter your garage. One of the best ways to not start a business is to spend a ton of time planning to start a business. Like as soon as I get this business plan perfect, then I'm really going to do that. Avoid that. Don't waste time coming up with a reading list. Just start reading. Number 3, go to the library. Go to the library. One of the excuses I often hear is, ugh, reading 100 books is too expensive. I don't have the money for that. I don't know how people are surviving right now with how expensive things are, by the way. We went to a fast food restaurant the other day. It was me, Jenny, and McRae, and we got mediums. We didn't supersize anything, and it was $33. Like, we're in the drive-thru, and I was like, oh, I'm sorry. It almost feels like you said $33. That's exactly what they said. Just go to the library. You probably have a library in your town. It's very easy to get a library card. go to the library. You get to walk through there like you're a billionaire. Every book is available. Pretend it's a store and you have $10,000 in your pocket because that's what you have at a library. Speaking of the library, tip number four is use the Libby app. Use it. Download the free Libby app right this second. It gives you access to thousands of audiobooks and digital books that you can borrow. Now, I fought this for years. I was like, Libby app sounds complicated. I like to throw up excuses between me and new technologies. I know, like, I'm already feeling like I'm going to be that 7-year-old who's like, I can't use this new hologram phone. Like, I'm going to have to change that attitude over time. I'm working on it. But I really didn't want to get the Libby app because it sounded complicated. It's not. It's the easiest app in the world. All you do is go, hey, I'd like this book. And then they go, cool, here's this book. That's basically all it takes. Now, a pro tip is don't use it for new releases. I'll tell you that. The wait time will be like 92 weeks long. There will be so many other people in front of you. What I like to do is pick books that have been out for a year or two, and then I get them instantly. So I like to discover a series that maybe there's 5 books in the series, and I'll start at the first one, but everybody else is already kind of excited about book 6. I start with book 1. I get it immediately on the Libby app. And Libby is L-I-B-B-Y. Tip number 5, read a book about accomplishing goals. Yeah. Just imagine that. That's what we call a win-win. Not only do you learn how to read even more books, you also get to check another book off your list. Now, I'm biased on that one. I wrote a book called All It Takes Is a Goal, and it's the easiest, funniest book about goals that's ever been written. And you can find it anywhere books are sold. But read a book about accomplishing goals. It's a win-win. Number 6, keep track of your progress. Keep track of your progress. You'd be shocked how many people do challenges like this and don't have a list of the books they read. Write each book down, each book, so that you can celebrate your accomplishment with each new title. And at the end of the year, you'll easily be able to see, okay, here's what I did this year. Number 7, use Goodreads. One of my favorite things to do, like with the Goodreads app, which again is free. I'm going to try to have as many of these tips not involve lots of money because again, it's stressful out there in the streets with money right now. But one of my favorite things about this free site is that they give you the option to declare your goal, and then they do all the work of tracking it. So 1 year, I read 26,198 pages. How do I know that? They kept that stat. Plus, it's a great way to discover new books from other readers. So Goodreads is a fantastic app. Number 8. Never finish a book without at least one new book to start. Here's why. It's easier to keep an engine going than it is to restart it after it stopped. I always have a few books waiting for me. So if I've got one I'm finishing, there are a few behind that one waiting for me when I'm done. And it also helps me push through like a book that maybe I'm reading very slowly because I can see these 3 other books that are like, hey, when you're done with this one, like we're right here. I love that little extra bit of boost. And number 9 tip, don't read the extras. Don't waste time with the acknowledgments, the research notes, or the study guide in books. I write books, and the truth is, this was kind of an insider information behind the curtain, Wizard of Oz kind of stuff. The truth is, most of the time, things like study guides are added last minute to pad a book, and they don't offer a ton of value. I'm just going to come out and say that. The study guide where there's like 19 questions at the end, and they're like, how did you feel? On page 7, the author says, this is so interesting. Did you find it interesting? Journal in your notebook about how you felt. It's nonsense. Don't read the extras. Don't read a bunch of the bonus stuff if it's just clogging things up. Now, there are 27 other tips. I'm made of tips. I'm a list guy. If you're like me, you have lists on lists on lists. And there are a few things that I geek out about in this fashion, like reading books. Obviously, I geek out about reading books. Writing. I love to write notebooks. I got a lot of opinions on notebooks. Running. When I meet another runner, I'm immediately like, what kind of shoe you got? What kind of garment are you doing? What are you, favorite type of running? You doing 5Ks, 10Ks, half marathons? Ooh. You doing trail running? Ultra? 50 miles in the woods? Next level, next level. There's a few things I geek out about, and I could do a 10-hour episode on this topic of reading books. But again, I'm trying to keep this podcast life-sized. And your life probably doesn't have room for a 10-hour episode. So if you want the free guide, go to johnacuff.com/read. JONACUFF.com/read, and you can get a copy for free. Now, I'll go ahead and give you a little bonus material. It's not going to be a study guide. I won't do that to you. It's not a study guide. But I'll tell you a few of the books that I've already loved this year. I've read dozens of books already this year, and there are four that really stand out to me. You ready? Number one, The Big Sleep by Raymond Chandler. If you haven't read any old school Raymond Chandler, you are missing out. If you saw the show Reacher, Reacher's on Amazon Prime. He's like this tough guy. Lee Child wrote the books. It sold millions of copies. But Raymond Chandler kind of invented the tough guy motif. His character is Philip Marlowe. It's in the 40s, 50s, LA. It's so, the writing is ridiculous. It's so good. Number two, Unreasonable Hospitality by Will Gallardo. I think I mispronounced his name. Gadara? Gadara. Like, this isn't an audiobook, so I won't have to come back and do retakes. But a guy named Will, who's got a name that starts with a D and ends with an Ara. He wrote a book called Unreasonable Hospitality. It's nonfiction. It really changed my view of customer service. It's about this restaurant, 11 Madison Park. It's a brilliant book. So many people have recommended this book to me. I finally read it. They were right. Number three, The Dark is Rising by Susan Cooper. So this is a fantasy novel. It won a Newbery. Like, if you're familiar with like the Newbery Award for kids, it's a brilliant book. I get why people love it. She's got a whole series. She lives in Massachusetts, where I grew up, so I might be a little biased on that. But it was a great book. The Dark is Rising by Susan Cooper. Now, the trick here, it's book number two in the series, but this is kind of where the series starts. So don't feel like you have to read book number one to understand this one. I didn't. I thought it was great. And the last one is Obvious Atoms by Robert Updegraff. Obvious Atoms by Robert Updegraff. This is one of those old school motivational books that's a parable about a guy that sees the obvious in life and makes really smart business decisions. And I love parables like that because they're not long, they've got a great core idea, and they're fun to read. So those are my four, hey, here's some books I read this year that I'm already really digging. I'll probably do a best books of the year podcast episode. Those are always fun. But there's a little sneak peek. Those are the four books I'm digging right now. So if you want the beautiful PDF, it's so well designed. The team did a great job on it. It's 100% free. JohnAcuff.com/read. Thank you for listening to today's episode. We'll put all the links in the show notes as always. And thank you for reviewing my podcast. The reviews are so encouraging. I saw one recently from Have Hope. Title was, I love this guy. I recently discovered John Acuff and I can't get enough. His podcasts are helpful, funny, fresh, and interesting. It is the first goal-oriented podcast I've heard that doesn't feel like homework. Let's go, Have Hope. That's such a nice thing to say. Thank you for writing that. Make sure you subscribe or follow or whatever it is the kids are saying these days. And please write a review. I'll see you next week. And remember, all it takes is a goal.
Thanks for listening. To learn more about the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast and to get access to today's show notes and exclusive content from John Acuff, visit acuff.me/podcast. Thanks again for joining us. Be sure to tune in next week for another episode of the All It Takes Is a Goal podcast.
I've been really surprised at how many people who listen to this podcast have reached out to me about having me speak at their events. I love that. And here's why. Over the last 13 years, I've had the honor to help hundreds of companies like Nissan, Walmart, Microsoft, and Comedy Central at events around the world. And during that time, I've developed three big goals for your event. Number one, I want to slingshot your audience into the best year they've ever had. Whether I'm opening, closing, or somewhere in the middle of the event, I want to launch everyone out of that room with actionable, memorable things that they can apply to their work and lives immediately. Number two, my second goal, I want the sound team engaged and laughing. The sound team has heard it all. They have. And if I can make them laugh and learn along the way, the audience is going to absolutely love the keynote. And number three, my third goal, I want you to get text messages during the keynote. My favorite sentence to hear from you after I speak is, John, my phone was blowing up during your keynote. I'm there to make you look like a rock star, not me. If your boss texts you during my speech and compliments you on how well the event is going, then I know I've done my job. Whether it's virtual or live, 10,000 people in an arena, or 15 sales team members on WebEx or Zoom or Microsoft Teams, I'd love to help you with your next event. Fill out the quick form at acuff.me/speaking to check my availability. That's acuff.me/speaking.